Hey, welcome to the first Nick's Take podcast, hosted by me, Dr. Daz. I'll be your guide to this Nick's podcast today. We're going to start it off basically just talking a little bit about where the Knicks are right now, mid-season here, right before the break. Hoping to see some development. We'll kind of talk about what we think about the trade that we made just last week. And that's really what we'll be looking at tonight, maybe the lineups going forward. The first thing I would like to talk about is obviously the trade. It's the biggest news that we've had since the injury to Porzingis. We'll kind of get in that a little bit as well, I guess, since we haven't talked about it before. I, so far, am a fan of the trade, I think. I didn't really think McDermott was going to be much of a future. I kind of liked him. He's a nice guy and everything, but Moutier just has more upside, especially in the guard, and that's something that clearly we're looking for. Jarrett Jack, I am anti-Jarrett Jack. I really am hoping to just cut his minutes as much as we can. I don't know why they really like him so much, especially now. I mean, we've only seen one game at this point with Jarrett Jack and Moutier on the roster together, so maybe we'll just keep that trend. I think he had like 8 minutes. Yeah, 8:08, that's what it was last game. So 8 minutes and 8 seconds for Jarrett Jack last game. We could probably honestly just cut his minutes completely, in my opinion. 8 minutes for him, I would rather just play a little bit more Trey Burke, maybe even get some more Dotson time and get things looking towards there. That's what I like. Moutier, he looked great in the first game, I thought. I mean, 14-10, you can't really beat that per se. You can't expect more like on a first game on a new team than that. I had read a bunch of people talking about how he has this issue with falling on the ground. You can kind of see that. He's a little out of control when he's playing. This is really the first time I actually watched him play since before the draft. When I was kind of up on him, I thought he was going to be good. But I also had kind of noticed he hadn't played a lot, and I thought he was just kind of a bust potential. But, I mean, he's played okay so far. Could be better. But we'll see how he does with the Knicks. We haven't really got to watch him with the Knicks in terms of like shooting percentages. I think he helps spacing a lot. That's something that we've had the issue with at point guard for a while, is we haven't had a ball-dominant point guard to where the guy can run the offense through him. Jarrett Jack, he's like a point guard per se. Like, he does point guard things, so the offense is doing point guard-like things, but it's not what you're looking for in like a championship kind of level team, a team that you're looking to build and win games with. Frank, he's come in, he's young. I mean, I really like Frank. I'm high on Frank. But he just doesn't have the mindset of just like win, get to the rim, win at the rim. I'm a big win at the rim. I kind of like that motto. I might just start like using that a lot. But when you can get to the rim and you attack it, good things happen. Frank, he runs really like kind of a fundamental offensive game so far, and he's a little afraid to make big passes when he needs to. He'll make the right pass a lot of times, but just might not be as fast as you need it. He's just not. I just think he's kind of. I think it's a little afraid. I guess I wouldn't say that's like the best word for it, but a little hesitant, I guess, is better. Just as more minutes, the better for him. I think playing a shooting guard with Moutier is going to help a lot. He'll be able to kind of just relax out there, make good passes when the ball comes to him. And spot up. He's really turning into a pretty good spot up shooter. I think that's something that could be like kind of his niche, at least for the meantime, because you never know. Like, a lot of people are so short term on these things. Like, I mean, he's a young rookie, halfway through the first year, playing okay minutes per game. He's done well in defense. He has a lot of room to grow on both sides of the ball. You can tell, like, even on defense, people are talking to him like he's a legend already. He's got a lot of room there. He makes the right plays, but it's just a new level, I think, of the NBA versus what he's used to. So some of these guys are just way more athletic than he's ever seen. But he's doing well. I'm big on Frank. Moutier, like I said, I'm big on him. And then I'm not really worried about, like I said, getting rid of McDermott. So I think the trade all around was just really beneficial to us. I'm happy with it. I wish we could have made a few more moves. I'm on the sell. Well, I was on the sell of a Quinn move. I'm pretty disappointed. It's the only thing that the front office has done recently that's really disappointed me is losing Willie. I know Willie is not a defensive guy, and a lot of people like Kylo Quinn for his effort, and he's a team player, and I agree. I mean, I like him as a teammate, like not a teammate, but I like him as a player on the next team. But I just didn't think he was fitting in terms of like future development and rostering and everything. I really liked Willie as like the. I mean, I don't know if he even needed to be a full-time starter at some point soon. He just would have nice to have had him in the rotation and getting minutes, getting him looks at things. I mean, it's just shut him down completely this year, and I hate that. Especially with Noah not doing anything, just being a piece of junk on our lineup. He's killing us. But, you know, it's okay. The Porzingis injury, haven't talked about that, so let's go into it just a little bit. Probably a year, so maybe we're looking hopefully January next year, kind of as like an earliest. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe at the new year he'll come in. But, I mean, we could be thinking All-Star break even at this point next year. He might be coming back. So, I mean, we're tanking this year. This is a tank year, full-out tank. That's why I was thinking get rid of O'Quinn. I know people always talk about getting rid of Courtney Lee. There's no way you're getting rid of that Courtney Lee contract. Someone posted on the NBA Reddit a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was just last week, but talking about the cap space and how that is looking really bad. And, you know, Courtney Lee's contract looks worse and worse, in my opinion. He's getting paid pretty decent. It's not like a huge contract. I honestly don't know the numbers. I think it's somewhere like $8 million. It might be right, $8 to $11 million. I'm not 100% sure on it. If I'm wrong, someone correct me, please. But that's going to be a tough contract to move, especially with Courtney Lee. He's a good player, but I don't know if he's really like a championship guy. Like, you put him on a team, are you winning the championship with Courtney Lee on the Cavs? I don't know if that's a true statement at all. So you got to be careful with that. People want to oversell Courtney Lee. I like him, though. He's been a great Knick since he's been here and has really done a lot for the franchise, helping, like, I mean, we've had a couple of bad years where he's been one of the only players that you can even watch out there. It's like last year, he was the only guys on the team that was even could move, and not even, like, was worth watching him move. But, yeah, I hope Porzingis can somehow find a way in this offseason. I mean, even if it's just him sitting at home eating a bunch of, like, fucking brownies or shit, just putting a bunch of weight on. I don't know if that's good for his knee in terms of health recovery, so maybe he needs to be working out, like, within reason. But that's what my primary concern with the knee injury is obviously just total knee recovery. It's a big, especially on someone his size kind of thing, like your height. Those injuries could be tough on knees. And I'm just wondering, how is he going to come back in terms of his weight on those knees? Is he going to be able to play at the same level he has? Is he going to be nervous about the same kind of injuries occurring? I mean, he's always had a great mindset, I think. I never felt like KP's had like this mindset that's been detrimental to his career. He's developed into a pretty good player. But he has a lot of improvement still. He's still a young guy too, though. So I'm not super like panicking about that yet. But I am very concerned about his knee and how that's going to affect his muscle development, because like this is the first year that I've seen him come in and work out in a full off season, come in and look bigger for the next year really, and I was hoping that he could do another summer of that and he would be in like next year be an absolute freak out there with whoever we would draft this year, plus Frank hopefully developing, and now we have Moutier. That's huge. Like, I honestly think the Moutier pickup is going to be big for future development there, but they just got to figure out a way now to get Kristaps healthy and still developing his upper body, because he just gets pushed around and his lower body is not going to develop this offseason, clearly. But the injury, it's going to be like slowed down a whole year probably. So it's going to be tough. Kind of the rest of the lineup, places that I'm kind of concerned about or wanted to link or think up future draft picking. Now that we're in tank mode, we can start looking at draft picks a little better. Before we were just in this fantasy land of 8th seed, we're going to try and get the 8th seed, 6th seed, something like that, lose to anyone from the Celtics or the Cavaliers. We would not beat them. I mean, it would be a miracle. We could have, I guess. Miracles do happen, but just have to figure out something on the offensive end this year just to get us through, but we'll lose a lot of games, tank it, and then this offseason, I'm a Luka guy. I like the foreigns in this situation, but really any wing will do. I think his name is Kevin Knox, I think it is actually. I'm not 100% sure of the name, But I watched a highlight someone had shown me of him. He looked pretty good. Obviously, off of one highlight, I'm not going to tell you that this is the guy we need to be drafting, but I'm guessing somewhere in that six to seven range, 6, 7, 8. So probably pretty similar to where we've been, unless we get lucky. Hopefully, David Stern can save us. Yes, I know he's not the current head of the NBA, but I always think he has some strings to pull. Nevertheless, for our cause, so let's hope for that. If we can get Luka on the wing, that would be amazing. It would be almost unbelievable. Yeah, honestly, I can't even explain how good we could become with him. And then I am a fan of the Miles Bridge. Miles Bridges still. And then Michael Porter. He could be good too, I think. People are worried about health. I am not as big of a concern on health. I mean, clearly this year it's showing that it is a thing that we got to be careful about. Kristaps, someone that people had said health possible because of his height and everything. But I don't think you can be afraid of everything and still win games. So I think he's worth an investment. He's can pull up jumpers, get to the rim, and that's what we don't have right now. Even with Frank starting to develop a three, we really don't have a ton of pull-up threes. Like Tim Hardaway, he's got it. He's a good shooting guard three thing. But if we could get someone, I would like a lineup of like Frank Mudiay, Tim Hardaway Jr., maybe like a Michael Porter. Or like I don't know how he would do at the four, but I mean it's the new NBA. He'd do fine at the four actually, in the new NBA. And then Kristoff at five, and maybe this is a good year for Kristoff to start working at looking towards the five. If he start looks at the five position more, as like I said, a positionless basketball, he could really see maybe the benefits for the team. I mean, but in terms of that, he needs to become a better rebounder. He doesn't have the rebounding right now to really justify himself as a dominant rebounder or as a primary rebounder. You guys may disagree with that. I think he's a great rim protector, but he honestly doesn't clean up glass all that well. He does a pretty decent job, but just because he gets pushed around, he can lose those rebounds. So that concerns me. Hopefully we can kind of get rid of Ron Baker sometime soon, the pizza maker. Pro Ron Baker, but just not good enough. And that contract sucks, so it's unfortunate. But we'll just have to keep looking towards the future here. Honestly, I'm really happy with kind of how the whole association's going, franchise is going. It's looking pretty good, at least in terms of where we were just a couple years ago. So really can't complain. We got a bright future. The Moutier pickup just kind of gives us something else to look forward to. Gets us younger, gets us more talent. If we can even just hit on one of those 2 point guards, and then get someone in the draft this year, we'll be in good shape. So that's going to be it for this week, and we'll be back in the future. Bye.